to God's Word. I'm going to be preaching on the second reading and the Gospel. So pay attention to see if you can guess where I'm going before I get there.
A reading from the book of Exodus. In those days, the Israelites came to the desert of Sinai and pitched camp. While Israel was encamped here in front of the mountain, Moses went up the mountain to God. Then the Lord called to him and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated the Egyptians and how I bore you up in eagle's wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you hearken to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special possession, dearer to me than all other people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Come worship the
I'm
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, Christ, while we were still helpless, yet died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person, though perhaps a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved from the wrath? Indeed, if we were, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia,
alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you.
At the sight of the crowds, Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. The name of the 12 apostles are these: first, Simon, called Peter, and his brother Andrew, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus and Thaddeus, Simon from Cana, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus: "Do not go into pagan territory or enter a Samaritan town. Go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning. And how are you?
Blessed.
Last week I told everybody you weren't praying hard enough for my ear, and if you've been going to daily mass, you heard already. But Monday I was sitting in front of the Blessed Sacrament up in my chapel, and after complaining, I do that every once in a while, I don't know if anybody else does, but I said, "Lord, it's been a month, can't you fix my ear, please?" please. And then I blew my nose and pop, it popped. See how God is. Now, if he'd only do everything that fast, you know, it took him a month. But anyway, but as I ask and immediately I received. And so today we got to focus on what it is that God has done for us. And I think that what we got to do, first of all, is spend time with this second reading. And I encourage you, please, sit with it this week. Because Catholics don't get this at all. Period. No way. We don't get that we're loved by God. We all think and we all feel guilty. And we think that we're really holy when I feel guilty all the time, like God hates my guts. You know, Father Dedish constantly says, God hates my guts. Well, that's true, but that's beside the point. He doesn't hate Father Dedish's guts. But the reality is that here God says that he loves us when we were still his enemies. He died for us. I hope you're hearing what Paul's trying to get here. He says, indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person. Though you might do it for a good person, one might have the courage to die. But God proves his love for us, that while we were still sinners, he died for us. Huh? How much more then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? So why are we always afraid of the wrath of God? Why we always think God wants to punish us? You know, for God to ask us to love him, he has to do something, correct? If the only thing this God did, the God that created the universe, he says, okay, I'm going to create you, but I have created you so you'll love me. And if you don't love me, I will send you to hell forever. You want to spend time with that God who created you just to love him? And if you don't, you'll be damned? But that's the way a lot of people think. A lot of people. Maybe some people in this very church, maybe some people who are watching, we must love him or be damned. Okay, but if that's all that is, our God is an awful God. Not an awesome God, an awful God. But that's not who God is. Paul tells us, and so does Jesus. In John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So this is what God does for us. He just doesn't give us life and says, you obey these things, and if you don't, I will damn you forever. When we sinned and deserved damnation, when all of us were in the midst of our sins doing things our way, God sent Jesus and paid the penalty for your sins and my sins. That's love. That's a great love. And then after he gives everything to prove that he loves us, not just standing up there, I am the Almighty God and you will love me, but I am the Almighty God and I will become one of you and I will pay the penalty for your sin. Wow. Do you ever let that enter into you? That you were loved and you are loved even in the midst of sin. And God, the only thing that brings any of us to repentance is what Jesus did for us. And he gives us that grace. So the first thing we got to do is truly know that deep inside of us. And if you don't know that deep inside, and even if you do, please spend time with this Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 11. You can spend time in 8 too if you want. These are all in Romans. It's fantastic. Just spend time. Let God say this to you, that when you were my enemy, when you were in your sin, I sent Jesus to save you from the wrath. Whoa. So you and I got to let that enter into us first. Know it. Then we got to be grateful for it, right? How many times have I told you the best thing that ever happened to you is Jesus Christ died on the cross for you? And so you and I got to be saying thank you every once in a while, huh? Thank you, Jesus, for dying for me. I say it every time we do the communion, the time of intimacy at communion, when I do the spiritual communion. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. Do we thank Jesus for paying the penalty for our sins? That's love. We're not just thanking him for all the gifts we get and how we're blessed or we're not blessed. We're thanking him because we're all blessed because he paid the penalty for our sins. So if he did, let them go. How many people here cling to their sin?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, this is what I did. Or when I did this, did you go to confession? Yes. Well, stop it.
It's been paid for. Jesus paid the penalty, so get over yourself. That's not nice, Father. I don't want to be nice. I want to make sure you know what Jesus did, and I want you to be grateful. I need to be grateful. So we get to know this, and then we say thank you. So every time we look at the crucifix, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Not, look what I did to you. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. He did it even when you didn't know him or realize him. Then what we got to do is we got to go to the gospel. And that he sends them out, and he says, when he sends them out, tell everybody the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, the kingdom of heaven is who? Jesus himself. He is the kingdom of heaven. But what he brings in is the incarnation of love. Because God is love, and Jesus is the incarnation of God. So he brings the incarnation of love. God, Jesus is the living presence of the God of love. Jesus is love incarnate, okay? And then he says, I want you to go out and not just preach repentance, though he does say that later, but he says, when you talk about the kingdom of heaven, cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Do loving things to people. Set them free from their slavery. He doesn't say condemn them. He doesn't say hit them over the head. He doesn't say any of that. He says set them free. So are we people that set others free? You know, there's a great song by Jason Gray. And with every act of love. You ever hear that song? I know we have people that listen to Christian music here. Anybody know Jason Gray? Every act of love. Do I have all pagans in this church? There's not one thing here. You haven't heard it. You go and you listen to that song this very day. Every Act of Love by Jason Gray. Anyway, when he talks about when we say the Our Father and we say thy kingdom come, his way of saying it is with every act of love, we bring the kingdom come. That we bring the kingdom of God. When we love people, when we love the world, when we love the sinners, when we love all those pagans who hate us, we become like Jesus, and we bring to them the kingdom. Our judgment doesn't bring the kingdom. Our condemnation doesn't bring the kingdom. Our love brings the kingdom. Now, sometimes it'll be strong to get people out of their sins sometimes, but always it will be freeing. The whole thing of bringing the kingdom of God is the same kingdom that God brings to us. He frees us from our sins, from our slavery, from our sickness, from our demons. He comes to set us free, and he wants us to be people that set others free. Now, please, when we do this, I have to always go back to this, because the last thing says, without cost you have received, without cost give. We do this for nothing. You know, when I saw my shrink this past week, he sat there and says, because we were talking about, you know, some priests don't like me. Did you know that? And I says, I don't get it sometimes. I just don't get it. And he says, well, the people I've talked to, nobody knows I see you. I says, I don't care. You can tell everybody. But anyway, the people, they all think you're rich. That's why they hate me. People of God, they think I'm a millionaire. Does anybody here, if you've ever think I was a millionaire, you're way off base at this. I give everything away for free. I've never charged once, never charged for any talks I've ever given. Remember when I did my Be a Man book? I got a $10,000, ahead of time? An advance for that book. And remember how much did I give to the parish? $5,000. I took $5,000, I gave you $5,000, I had just bought my house. That you give this stuff free. You know, there are Catholic speakers in this very world today that charge a fortune. A guy on EWTN at this very moment, a layperson, charges $10,000 to give a talk. You can tell when people are not from God when they charge for the gospel. We need to give this stuff not for what we get from others. We give it because we love people. We give it because we want to set people free. We don't give it so we can make some money. That's all of us. However you and I do it, whether it's big or little, we do what we do free of charge. Why? Because God did what he did for us. Free. We didn't earn it. He did it when we were still sinners. So we got to do the same thing for others. So today, quietly, in my quiet, gentle way, we got to do three things. We got to receive what God did for us and know it deep in our being. We got to be grateful for it and say thank you. And we got to bring this kingdom to everybody else. With every act of love, we bring the kingdom come. So let's do it. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. I believe.